Good morning, I'm Laurie Mack. April is National Poetry Month. It's a time to celebrate poets and their craft. So we've asked Hartford's Poet Laureate, Frederick Douglass Knowles II, if he would share his talent and his thoughts about why poetry matters, especially right now. Frederick Douglass is Hartford's inaugural Poet Laureate, named in 2018. He's a professor of English at Three Rivers Community College in Norwich and the author of Black Rose City. He's also a recipient of the Nutmeg Poetry Award and the 2020 Connecticut of the Arts Fellow in Artist Excellence for Poetry and Creative Nonfiction. Frederick Douglass Knowles, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.
Talk about why you think poetry is important, and especially at this particular moment in time.
Well, I believe poetry is important because it is a form of self-expression. Poetry is really that opportunity for people to really say what's on their mind in a literary, artistic form. You know, why is it important now? We look towards artistry when we want to learn about a certain culture, right? A certain culture in a certain era. So we look at the poetry, we look at the music, we look at the visual art, the performance art, right? Artistry shows us, actually reveals to us what a society was experiencing, how they were feeling, the social political conditions. You know, it's very important to look towards the artistry to actually show us what's happening, where we're going, and where we want to go, most importantly. Mm.
I watched you with my daughter, who's college age, read at the Connecticut Poetry Society's event last Friday called Poet Laureates Out Loud. It's an ongoing virtual event for National Poetry Month. Every Friday evening for the month of April, 5 different Connecticut Poet Laureates share their work. Everybody was great. Your work is energetic, colorful, rhythmic, and at times you weave in song. We were mesmerized. Would you talk about your style?
Yeah, thank you for the compliment. My style is an amalgamation between the literary arts and the performance arts. I was inspired through, early hip-hop culture. I mean, I was born in 1973, and it was my first introduction to, I'll coin it, empathetic poetry, through hip-hop, through rap music. And then when I started writing, that seed that was planted nearly, 40 years ago, started to resonate through my writing and so forth. And so musicality is one of my key prime approaches to evoke the imagery of, the premise of the poem.
Would you share a piece of your work?
Absolutely, yes.
Great. What are we going to hear?
So this poem was inspired from growing up in the 80s and roller skating nearly every single weekend of my childhood, just really capturing the essence of that. So this poem is titled, How Many Fanatics in the Cosmic Realm of Roller Skating Actually Overdosed on Rhythm and Speed. I laced my shiny black boots and dashed the boys' bathroom to christen my zingers in lukewarm water. That assured my wheels an extra grip before hopping onto the floor. Disco lights flickered like electronic Christmas trees. Huge box speakers dangled from the ceiling, blaring Michael Jackson's Thriller. It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking from the dawn. Under the moonlight, Vincent Price hypnotizes ambitious roller boogies with the funk of 40,000 years. Saturday nights belong to the skate gods. We, obedient zealots circling their shrine. My man Wilbur rolled in reverse, sporting blue Dickies and a white crisp polo tee and brought it skate guard, though he never benched anyone from speeding. Philip Marshall owned the only pair of triple jump bar skates ever seen in the Rose. Shiny, crisp blades reflecting psychedelic hues of turquoise, green, and gold, mesmerizing white girls as they floated past waving blonde locks of allure. My man Pete, he fancied an old wheel for a toe stopper. It was cool the way he would cut his plump frame to a halt by screeching his skates. An exhilarated Shanice offered me $5 for a blind couple skate. I did the math. 2 slices of pizza, a Coke, and chips for 2 songs, deal. Allison was the economically advantaged out of the group, dished out her allowance for pole position tournaments. And I was the shoot the duck king, the undefeated chip tooth champ. When Africa and Bambaataa's Planet Rock hit the turntable, we dropped conspiracy theories on who shot JR and wager how many laps we could achieve before Rolo, the by the book guard, blew his whistle. We ignored his shrieks. No time for rules, only time for speed. More whistleblowing, and then Rolo's pointed finger. His direct order to get off the floor and sit by the office. Damn, I got kicked off again. 8 laps into white lines, Melly Mel's prophetic hook, shouting to escape fiend on the verge of ODing to don't do it. Baby, too late. During my 10-minute suspension, I contemplated how many fanatics in the cosmic realm of roller skating actually overdosed on rhythm and speed in a world of bliss and 80s pop music. Time's up. I firmly pressed my toe stopper into the carpet, assuring me a solid thrust back onto the floor.
Wow, terrific.
Thank you.
You were named Poet Laureate in 2018. It's a 3-year position. What do you think you'll take away from this time?
Wow. I will take away moments like this to just share and talk about poetry with so many people across the state that I most likely wouldn't have the opportunity to do so without the platform or the appointment of being Harvard Poets Laureate, first and foremost, starting with Harvard. So I will take away the opportunity that the city of Harvard and Mayor Bronin gave me to do what I love, which is just to eat, breathe, sleep, and talk and share poetry with like-minded people. It will be a experience that I will never, ever, ever forget.
Well, thank you for your work and for coming on the show.
Lori, thank you very much for having me. I truly appreciate it, and love, light, and blessings to you.
And to you. Thank you. You can find out more about Frederick Douglass and his work at frederickdouglassknowles.com. And this is Connecticut Public Radio.